Choose health with holistic health life coach Linda LaCoux, offering you advice to choose a lifestyle that benefits your body and your mind. Insights that help you choose health.
Most of you who know me know that I have about 4 feet of really thick hair. So one of the things that I have been asked to do a podcast on was health and hair and what I personally do to take care of mine. So here is my shot at giving you guys some advice, and I hope it works for you. So first of all, hair is about nutritional excess. So your body has a hierarchy of what gets nutrition and resources first. Your hair is very, very low on that list. And in large part, it's why when people are sick with chronic illness, their hair falls out. It's because their body no longer has the resources to expend to put in that place to grow hair. It's something you can do without. It's not pivotal to life. And so why spend resources there if you don't have them? Taking care of really long hair is a job. Oh, let me tell you, it is such a job. With having 4 feet of hair, it gets caught in everything. Absolutely everything. You sit on it. It goes in the car door. It gets wrapped around your kids' heads. The pets play with it. It's a lot of work. So make sure that this is something that you actually want before you go ahead and put in all of the work to make it happen. That's going to be the first thing you need to do, is make the decision of whether or not it's something you really want to deal with on a regular basis. The amount of shampoo and conditioner you go through is quite remarkable. With health and hair, one of the things that you need to look at is, first of all, is your diet healthy? Taking some kind of individual biotin supplement while you're primarily eating processed junk food with the rest of your diet is not really going to do much for your hair, skin, and nails. You got to dig deeper than that. It's because of the fact that hair is kind of the last thing on the list that the majority of those nutrients are going to go elsewhere first. Your body doesn't just use biotin in your hair, skin, and nails. It can use it in your bones as well. So if you give your body excess of something it can use elsewhere, that's where it's going first prior to getting to your hair. Making sure you're taking a really good supplement that's a food-based multivitamin is probably a good idea. Having a really good omega-3 that you're taking. And if you want to talk more about what kinds of vitamins would be good for you, please feel free to contact me at my office at Life Support Holistic Health. I'd be happy to have that conversation with you. For hair specifically, I don't, nor have I ever taken any kind of specific vitamin or supplement or nutrient just for hair. If you focus on overall health, everything that is excess will eventually just start to happen. So keeping your body healthy and making sure you're putting good food and good nutrition in it is going to help. There are a couple of different factors that can determine how long your hair can grow, which are things that you can alter to some degree. One of them is the hair follicle, which is basically the hole that the hair grows out of on your head. So your hair follicle has a certain amount of grip strength. With the grip strength that you currently have, you do have some people who their hair seems to get to a certain length and it just doesn't grow any longer than that. And what's typically happening in that scenario is the grip strength of that hair follicle can only hold hair that weighs that much. So as soon as the hair gets longer than that, it falls out. And when you're dealing with an issue like that, you need to look at how you can strengthen those follicles. Rosemary essential oil is a really good way to do that. You can also do that with rosemary, the plant, as well. So if you're going to do a hair mask on your scalp for the strength of those hair follicles, you can infuse olive oil or, you know, even coconut oil or apricot oil, whatever organic oil you want to choose, and just let rosemary sprigs sit in it for a good month and then coat your scalp with that at least once a week and let it sit on there for a good 20 minutes and then wash your hair like you normally would. Things like that eventually start to increase the strength of those follicles and it allows your hair to get longer prior to fallout. You also have things like breakage, which whenever your hair gets a little bit past shoulder length, you know, kind of about a little longer than the top of your back, you start to deal with dryness issues because the oils, the natural oils from your scalp only get down to just past the shoulder. So anything beyond that, you're going to start to deal with lots of split ends and breakage and things of that nature. So if you want super long, luscious locks, you're going to have to do some work for it. The method that I typically use is something called oil bathing. So you take whatever organic oil you want to use. I typically use a combination of apricot and olive. My body responds really well to that. It also works really great for my skin. But you do want to use a straight oil for this with no additives in it. So get something organic, get something that's food grade. But mix those two things together and you're going to coat, you're going to heat it up a little bit. And then you're going to coat your hair in it from root to tip. Wrap it in a towel, preferably one that's warm. Let it sit in your hair for about 30 minutes and then go ahead and take a shower like you normally would. Doing that once a week or once every other week is what's going to keep your hair moisturized and it's going to stop it from breaking. It's going to stop those split ends before they even start. Also, if you use a lot of heating elements on your hair, such as blow dryers or flat irons or things like that, that's all going to contribute to the amount of heat that your hair needs. Now, there are certain essential oils and also certain things, even just in your kitchen, that can really super duper help your hair. Avocado is incredibly good for your hair. So making a hair mask out of avocado is a great idea. Stay away from things that are acidic. Lemon, even though it may lighten your hair and it's really good for the face at times because it's good for acne, does dry out the hair. So stay away from that. But making a hair mask out of avocado and eggs is a great idea. Typically with eggs, what you're looking for is the protein that's in the egg. So when you're making a hair mask with egg in it, you want to use the yolk and not the white. The good part about that, though, is egg whites are really astringent for the skin. So while you make your hair mask out of eggs for your hair, you can then use the egg white on your face and do a face mask there as well. And it's really, really great for your pores. So if you're going to make a mask for that, typically I use 2 avocados and 2 eggs. So you have the 2 egg yolks in there and I'll add a little bit of olive oil to make sure it's liquid enough to spread around on my hair. Keep in mind, I have 4 feet of hair. So you may want to start with 1 avocado and 1 egg instead of 2 of each. Well, I hope this information has been helpful for you. And if you want to have any more conversations in regards to what you can do with your hair, I would be more than happy to talk with you about that. I hope this information helps you choose health in your cosmetic care in the future.
This has been Choose Health with Linda LaCoque. Linda is a certified holistic health coach, bend instructor, and personal trainer with Life Support Holistic Health in Cookeville. She's available for your questions on Facebook and online at lifesupporthh.com.